Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's chilling tale. This mechanized tale, Story Club members, might make you never want to own a robot vacuum cleaner. It's one I call Faster Roomba Kill Kill. The thunder rumbled through the old fix-it shop. Easton was soldering some wires to a circuit board. At first, he thought the thunder was his stomach as he was starving, but when the second rumble happened, shaking the walls, he knew they were in for a big, big storm. Easton's dad was repairing a vacuum cleaner, but then he suddenly stopped.
Oh no.
What is it, Dad?
I completely forgot that it was gonna storm today, and I left the windows of the house open.
Well then, maybe we should just kick off work for the rest of the afternoon and go home, Easton teased.
Don't be a smart aleck, Easton. Mrs. Danvers wants this old ratty vacuum cleaner fixed within the hour.
His dad grabbed the car keys.
You hold down the fort, son, and I'll go quickly close the windows at home. Shouldn't be gone for more than 20 minutes.
Okay, Dad, don't get too wet out there. You've already had one shower today. Easton's dad rolled his eyes, though he couldn't help but smile.
Ha ha, you're hilarious. See you soon, son.
Easton's dad left the shop and ran for his car. Since it was spring break from school, Easton was hanging out in his dad's repair shop. His dad specialized in vacuums, but he also fixed clocks, radios, televisions, well, pretty much anything you could plug in. Easton loved gadgets, too. Ever since he could walk, he'd been in his dad's shop watching him work and helping him out. In fact, Easton had a big surprise for his dad. At the end of the school year was a science fair, and Easton was working on a special project, a robot vacuum cleaner. Now, there were already robot vacuum cleaners called Roombas, which hovered along the floor and vacuumed carpets on their own. But Easton wanted to invent a super duplex version. Not only would his vacuum be able to clean your floor, but it would also dust your furniture, clean your room, wash your windows, make you toast, and play video games with you. Okay, so the last few things were probably a stretch, Easton admitted to himself, but one could dream, right? Easton kept his Super Dulux vacuum experiment in progress hidden in an old closet that his father rarely looked in. Easton called it Frank after Frankenstein, the famous doctor who stitched the parts of a corpse together to create a man. Frankenstein had used electricity to bring the dead body to life. This was kinda similar. Easton used old, discarded vacuum cleaner parts from his father's junk pile outside to assemble this masterpiece. Not only would he likely win the science fair, but he also might win the Nobel Prize for scientific invention. Again, one could dream, right? As his dad had given him a few minutes alone in the shop, Easton plugged in the mechanical monstrosity that was almost as tall as he was. It was powered by several Roombas that were its feet, and then the other brands of vacuums, Hoovers, Bissells, and Dysons, you name it, made up its 5-foot-tall body. It had vacuum hoses attached to it for arms. It even had a head with 2 pale lights for eyes. A bolt of lightning struck the shop, causing the power to surge. Frank, the Super Dulux vacuum experiment, jolted from the gush of electricity. And then, the all-purpose house cleaner robot started moving on its own. Its pale eyes turned blood red. Easton screamed as his experiment vroomed toward him. He fell on the floor, smacking his head on the hard surface, and the Roomba mutant robot tried to suck up his hand like it wanted to eat it. Dazed, Easton yanked his appendage away just in time, but the monster robot Vac whirred after him. He was trapped. He closed his eyes. It would all be over soon. He would die at the hands of his creation, just like Dr. Frankenstein did. That's when the front door of the shop dinged open. Hello? It was Mrs. Danvers, the cranky old lady expecting her repair to be finished. What the devil are you doing on the floor, boy? Run, Easton yelled. What are you talking about, silly child? Frank the monster robot vacuum whirled. And then roared after Mrs. Danvers. She stood there, still flummoxed by what was going on. The fiendish vacuum knocked her down, and then one of its hose arms attached itself to her neck. What was it doing? Easton jumped up, grabbing the only thing he could find as a weapon, an old lamp base that his father was fixing. He wielded it like a club and was about to spring into action when he noticed that Mrs. Danvers had stopped screaming. She just laid there, wide-eyed and pale-faced. Had his monster killed her? Had it sucked the life out of her body, like, literally? This was bad. His machine that was supposed to benefit humanity was now killing it. The horror, the horror. Sensing more food in the room, Frank the fatal vacuum spun on its Roomba feet and rolled after Easton, its life-sucking hose extensions reaching for him. Easton locked himself in the closet, the same closet his vacuum invention had been stored in. My, how the tables have turned. He was inside, it was outside. Easton knew he needed to warn his dad, as the monster vac would kill him just like it had Mrs. Danvers. Except the problem was, he didn't have his phone. Ugh, it was on the workbench. He'd been watching vacuum cleaner repair videos on YouTube earlier. The mechanized terror pounded on the closet door, and even tried to turn the knob. It had intelligence. Under the door, it tried to suck at Easton with its hose attachment, but fortunately, the crack was too narrow for it to fit under.
Hey, Easton, where are you? I told you to mind the store. What the...
Easton grimaced. Dad had obviously arrived and found poor Mrs. Danvers. The Franken vacuum left the closet and rolled after his dad. Easton opened the door frantically. Dad, look out! His dad stared in bewilderment at his son's beastly creation.
What the heck is this thing?
It's a killer, Dad. Run! And his dad tried to, but he tripped over the body of Mrs. Danvers. The life-sucking vacuum went after his dad. Easton picked up a blender and threw it at the technological terror. It shattered on the body of the metal beast. Being attacked, the vacuum turned. Easton's dad rose, then ran past the vacuum after his son.
Out the back, quick!
They rushed to the back door together. However, the Franken Roomba was on them before they could open the door to escape into the lightning storm outside. Easton picked up a metal bar and threw it to his father. Then he grabbed one. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about this, Dad.
If we survive, Easton, you have a lot of explaining to do.
Well, that was a spotless little spooktacular. I do hope Easton and his dad were able to prevent Frank from sucking away their lives like it did cranky Mrs. Danvers. I guess you'd die with a clean conscience, though. Did you like this story, beloved listeners? Send your ideas and feedback to me at ivy@gocouldgo.com anytime. I love your messages. And come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot. and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.